word of the Lord for a minute. To the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse number 15. While you're turning there, Brother Johnny Thompson's brother Jackie called, and they moved Brother Johnny Thompson to room 2258, East Texas Medical Center in Tyler. He's on a respirator, and he has not responded in any visible sense or any audible way since Friday. So we don't really know exactly what's going on, but the Lord does. Amen. He may just be giving him a good rest. Amen. Or he may be getting ready to take him home. But whatever he's doing, he's going to do the right thing. Amen. So trust him and keep Brother Johnny in your prayers. If you would, his family, this is encouraging to hear his brother say, well, you know, we're not there, but we know where we need to be. Anybody else ever been there? You've been when you knew that wasn't where you're supposed to be, but you knew how to get there. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. You knew how to get there. That's a valuable thing to know. Amen. How to get back to the Father's house. Amen. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he, that is Jesus, said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. That's the Great Commission. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Folks, we are still under that mandate. That is the reason for the existence of the church. That's why we're here tonight. That's why when you got the Holy Ghost, the Lord didn't just rapture you out of here. Amen. When you talked in tongues, he didn't just go ahead and take you home. Amen. Because we have a responsibility to this generation to preach the gospel. Amen. He said, go ye. Everybody say, go. That's not a suggestion. That's not a suggestion. That's a command. Amen. He said, go. Not only he didn't, and he made it real personal. He said, you, go. Amen. That's about as personal as you can get. And he said, preach the gospel. Somebody said, well, I'm not a preacher. Oh, yes, you are. In this sense, you are. You may not be a pastor. You may not be a prophet. You may not be an apostle. But you are one that preaches the gospel. Amen. And every now and then you say a few things. You preach the gospel whether you ever open your mouth or not. Amen. We preach not just by what we say, but we preach by what we are. The Bible said, ye shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. Not by what you say, but by what you are. Your very life exudes the message of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody's a witness. You're either a good one or you're a bad one, but you are one. Amen. We can't help that, folks. It's because of the change that has taken place in our lives. And he said, preach the gospel. What in the world is the gospel? The gospel is good news. Good news. Good news. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, we do believe in standards of holiness, but that's not our main message. We do believe in separation from the world, and that's good news. Hallelujah, by the way. But that's not our main message. Our main message is I was a sinner. Hallelujah. But I died one day to my sin. And I buried my sins in the waters of baptism. And I rose to walk in the newness of life when Jesus Christ fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I spoke in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave me the utterance. That's good news. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's good that I can tell everybody that I meet. If it happened to me, it can happen to you. Amen. If God did it for me, He'll do it for you. Hallelujah. If I have it and I received it, you can receive the same gift that God has so graciously given to us. He said, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Praise God. You know what? Things are different around here than they were a little while ago. And things are going to keep getting different around here than a little while ago. Amen. Praise God. Some of us like our comfort. We like the church just like it's always been. We like to sit in the same place every service. We like to have the same kind of service every time we have service. We kind of like to see the same people every time that we go. Hello? Amen. Praise God. And we sure want our Sunday school class to stay the same. Don't get anybody in there that doesn't know how to behave. Don't get anybody in there that didn't grow up in the church and have the same morals and the same scruples and grew up in the same kind of household that I grew up in. Amen. If they don't know how to behave, bless God, they shouldn't be coming to church. What kind of logic is that? Amen. I read somewhere that we were called to preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Praise God. But I've been hearing a few folks been complaining a little bit lately. Because it's not as comfortable as it was a little while ago. Amen. Things are not as orderly as we might like for it to be. Amen. Praise God. In such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, folks, we're going to have to reach our generation. We've got to reach our city. We've got to reach Athens, Texas. We have a mandate to do that. And it's going to get uncomfortable. And it's not going to be church as usual. And it's not going to be just like it's always been. Hallelujah. It's not going to be three songs and take a nap and go home. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have some babies in this altar. Hallelujah. We're going to have some folks praying through. Amen. We're going to have the waters of baptism being troubled. And we're going to be baptizing folks in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I hope tonight the Holy Ghost gets you so stirred up that you can't stand yourself. Amen. You might as well join us because that's the way we're headed. Praise God. You might as well get used to it because that's where we're going tonight. Amen. You might as well get used to working because that's what we're going to be doing. You might as well get used to praying because that's what we're going to be doing. You might as well get used to shouting because that's what we're going to be doing. You might as well get used to singing because that's what we're going to be doing. Might as well get used to preaching because that's what we're going to be doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's getting ready, folks, to take us into another dimension around here. Praise God. Let me say it, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. Amen. We have a wonderful foundation. We credit that to the pastor. We credit that to Brother Davis and all of his faithfulness through all of these years. Amen. But folks, we got a future. We got a future. And you can't live in the past and walk into the future. Amen. And you can appreciate and build on. And that's exactly what we do. We build on the foundation. We build on the foundation. We build on the foundation. That's already been laid. Thank God. There's a good foundation here. There's a good nucleus here. There's folks that love God here. There's maturity here. Amen. Tonight in testimonies, we had a rather common thing about some trials we've been going through. I'm going to tell you something tonight. In every area of the country, there are what I like to think of as anchor churches. This is an anchor church. This wasn't founded yesterday. This was not founded on somebody's talent and somebody's ability. Amen. This was founded on the Word of God. This was founded on prayer. This was founded on sacrifice. This was founded on love for souls. Amen. Praise God. We're an anchor church around here. And that's why you have been attacked. And that's why you're going to be attacked. The devil's going to pull at this. He's going to fight against this. He's going to do everything he can to destroy this. Amen. He's telling you, you might as well give up. You might as well move on. You might as well do something else. Amen. It's not ever going to be the same. Right. But it is going to be better. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has some things in store for this body tonight. God has some things He has promised you, and you have heard the promises, you have believed the promises, and it's getting time to receive the promises. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, it just hit. So-and-so's gone there, and so-and-so's gone there, and so-and-so's done this. Well, that's fine. Let them go. Maybe God needs them over there. Amen. Praise God. But you just bloom where you planted. Hallelujah. Amen. But for the naysayers, let me remind you, we had 105 this morning. We had 104 a week or so ago. Amen. We're averaging over 100. We're doing really well. Hey, it's not time to hang your head. It's not time to throw in the towel. It's not time to say things are going down. It's not time to give up. Amen. Praise God. We're just getting started. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. So we can't cling always to tradition. Amen. You know what happened to the Jews? They clung to their tradition and they ignored the Great Commission. Amen. That's a good way to die. That's a good way to die. Cling to your tradition. Well, you know, this wasn't the way we used to do it. Well, we've got a different generation right now. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the time of Jesus Christ, there was only one Christian in the world. Jesus Christ. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, there was 120 Christians. And in a little while, there was 3,120 Christians by the time the sun went down. And a few days later, there was 8,120. And then the Bible says that God started adding daily to the church such as should be saved. And then it said that the disciples were multiplied. We went from addition to multiplication. And then finally it just says it's an innumerable company. Hallelujah. And the angel said, when he saw the church, he said there were thousands and thousands of thousands. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how many that is, but it's a bunch. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, folks, whenever God intends for the church to multiply, tends for the church to grow. Praise God. Jesus Christ preached to a world that was not Christian. Amen. And you and I are living in an age in North America when it is more unchristian than it has ever been. Brother Coon said years ago, he said, you just can't find good, clean sinners anymore. We used to get them out of other churches, you know, and they were already pretty cleaned up by the time they got here. They knew how to act. And they kind of dressed and they kind of knew what to do. Amen. And so we were just, you know, getting people in. But they already pretty well been to Sunday school most of their lives and had already believed on Jesus. Amen. That's all right, isn't it? Right. The Bible says that before the first step is to believe that God is. Amen. So don't you tell somebody they don't have anything. Amen. I've heard people talk about other churches that they don't have nothing over there. If they believe in God, they do. And you sure won't win them with that attitude. What'd the Bible say about a brother offended? Said he's harder to win than a walled city. Amen. We'd be a lot better off instead of condemning folks. Let's just do like Aquila and Priscilla did. Show them the way more clearly. Find out where they are and plug in. Hallelujah. Say, man, that's great. I'm glad that you believe the Bible. I'm glad that you know Jesus Christ. Amen. But did you know that you can also have the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Praise God. And then just begin to explain it more clearly so they can love Him more dearly. Amen. When a soul's is wise. Amen. Amen. So you see, this is about evangelism, folks. That's got to be our focus. That's got to be our focus. The devil does everything he can to get the church to focus on anything but evangelism. Anything but soul winning. Anything but winning the lost. Anything but preaching the gospel. Amen. He'll put church problems in the way. He'll get your eyes on your brothers and sisters and what they're doing or not doing. Amen. He'll do all kinds of stuff. He'll do anything. Because He doesn't want us to fulfill this great commission. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have a mandate from God. He's already told us. He said, go you into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. He that believeth, but say he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Anybody here been baptized tonight? Anybody here believe tonight? Let me tell you what he said about that. Amen. He said, and these signs shall follow the preachers. And these signs shall follow the evangelist. And these signs shall follow the apostles. And these signs shall follow the pastors. And these signs shall follow them. That believe. Any believers in the house tonight? Any believers in the house tonight? He said, these things are going to follow you. You don't have to be the pastor. You don't have to be the evangelist. You don't even have to be a Sunday school teacher. But thank God for Sunday school teachers. He said, but these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. And they shall speak with new tongues. And they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I'm just talking about believers here tonight. Any believers in the house? Amen. Praise God. You know, the devil did a good job on us when he taught us as soon as we run into somebody that needs prayer to call the pastor. Yeah. And I'll get my white hat on real quick and run out and get on my trusty steed and off we go. Amen. Hope they don't die before we get there. Right. Amen. But that's not what the scripture says, is it? Right. It didn't say anything about that. It said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Right. Right. Amen. Praise God. You know when we're going to see more miracles? When more people get involved. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't have to call the preacher. You can just go ahead and pray right there.
Hallelujah. You can just go ahead and lay hands on them right there. Amen. Then when you get to church, bringing them with you and say, "Hey, Brother Grissom, praise God. You know what happened today?" I'd whole lot rather hear this than somebody calling me to come pray for somebody. Already adding to my work. Praise God. You just go ahead and pray for them. You just go ahead and lay hands on them. Amen. God will hear your prayer just as well as He'll hear mine. Hallelujah. God will answer your faith just like He'll answer my faith. Well, that sounds kind of radical. That's the way I believe it ought to be. You know what I believe the apostolic pattern was? They didn't even have churches. The church didn't have a church building for 200 years. There was no building that said First United Pentecostal Church or First Apostolic Church. They didn't have any church building. They met in people's houses. Amen. They met just wherever they could get together. Any place that would house them. Any field or down by the seashore. Wherever they could get together, that's where they met. Praise God. But you know what they did? The Bible says they went from house to house. Praise God. You know when we're going to start seeing people added daily to the church? When we get daily Bible studies going. Hallelujah. When you're in somebody's house teaching a Bible study and you get to that lesson, you're talking about the Holy Ghost, and they say, "My, I'd like to have the Holy Ghost." And you say, "Well, come to church with me Sunday and you can get it." Say, "Buddy, you can have it right now." Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right here in this living room. Let's kneel right here by this couch. I'm going to lay hands on you. Hallelujah. You start repenting of your sins. You lead them in repentance. Help them to learn how to repent. You get them to begin to worship the Lord. And you just start praying with them just like it was right here at this altar. Amen. And in just a little while, they can start talking in tongues in their living room. And then you can bring them to church. They've already got the Holy Ghost. And we'll baptize them soon as you get here, or just call me at night. It doesn't matter. Don't live very far up the way. Amen. And we'll just baptize them any hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, that sounds kind of radical. That's how the first church was. They just had church every day. There was people getting the Holy Ghost every day. They didn't. Not everybody had. Everybody had church every day, but there was church going on somewhere every day. You know one of the reasons that we have such explosive growth in foreign countries? Let me just say this. In Colombia, we had about 300 preachers, but we had 600 churches. Because every pastor had church, and then they were on the nights they were not having church in the regular church, they were having churches in another place, trying to get another congregation started. So every preacher pastored or went out to at least two or three different places every week. Amen. Now in the United States, it's kind of the opposite of that. We have about 8,000 preachers and about 4,000 churches. So we got two preachers for every church. In Colombia, we have two or three churches for every preacher. One of our pastors came to the United States and he went to the board to get his license and he went and he said, "I'd like to get my license." He said, "I started a church." And they said, "What do you mean you started a church?" See, in the United States, you go get your license and all of that stuff and then you go start a church. In Colombia, you go prove your ministry and then you come and talk about a license. Amen. I wonder which one sounds more apostolic. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about evangelism tonight. Talking about soul winning tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the believers tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, I know you folks. You got some of you have been in the church longer than I have. Amen. Yes, you have. You have an experience with God. You've some of you seen as many or more miracles than I've seen. Praise God. So what's wrong with you just going out? Amen. Winning the lost. Teaching Bible studies. Praying people through to the Holy Ghost. Laying hands on the sick and letting them recover. Praise the Lord. Amen. That'd be all right, folks. That's apostolic. That's apostolic. That's the way they did it in the New Testament church. Is this that? Is this that? I believe it is. You know what? I believe if Peter stepped in here tonight, he'd say, "Woo! I don't know what y'all are saying because I don't speak English, but I like what I'm feeling." Hallelujah. Praise God. And I think whenever we started preaching Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I believe you'd want to get up and just dance a bit and say, "Woo! They're still preaching it." Hallelujah. It's still going out there just like we gave it on the day of Pentecost. Amen. This is that. This is the message He wants us to receive. This is the message He wants us to preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Somebody the other day was trying to say, "Well, you know, well, what about John Wesley? He's a good man. You know, you mean to tell me that he's lost?" Martin Luther led the whole Reformation. You mean to tell me that he's lost? I ain't telling you nothing. But I'm telling you one thing, that the Bible says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Brother Holly taught us at Bible college. He said, "Don't you judge the Bible by men, but you judge men by the Bible." Hallelujah. You start messing around and trying to justify people or justify the Bible by people's lives, you'll get so mixed up, you'll be like a termite in a yo-yo. But if you'll get your foundation on the Word of God, hallelujah, and don't you worry about that. You just believe what's in this book. You just teach and preach what's in this book. You just live what's in this book. Then God's going to take care of all the rest of it. Amen. One of the biggest things you run into trying to witness to people was, you know, my Uncle Lukey, he sure was a fine man. You mean to tell me he was lost? I don't mean to tell you nothing. You leave Uncle Lukey up to the Lord, but you need the Holy Ghost. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name.
That's right. Amen.
That's what the book said. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not responsible for Uncle Lukey, but I am responsible for Acts 2:38. Hallelujah. And we're not going to water it down for anybody. Amen. Well, you know, there's other churches that they teach you don't have to talk in tongues when you get the Holy Ghost. Well, all I know is the Bible says whenever they received it, they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. And when I got the Holy Ghost, I spoke in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. And anybody that I've ever heard receive the Holy Ghost spoke in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Amen. That's all I know, folks. It's all I'm going to preach. It's what I'm going to believe. And it's what I want other folks to receive. I'm not going to shortchange anybody. Praise God. Why would I want to cheat somebody else out of this experience that God gave me? Hallelujah. Why would you want to shortchange anybody's experience with God? Amen. We're not here to water it down, folks. We're here to preach it just like it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let me finish up here. And so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Amen. And then what does it say? It says, and they went. What did he say? He said, go! And I like this. It says, and they went. They just did what he said.
Yeah.
That's not hard, is it? Is that too hard for anybody here? Can I break it down for anybody else? You pretty well got that. Go, went. Amen. He said, go, and they went. And what did they say? He said, preach. And the Bible said, and they preached.
Amen.
And they preached.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. What did they preach? Amen. They preach the gospel. Hallelujah. They preached everywhere. He said, preach the gospel to every creature. So they went everywhere and they preached to everyone. And they preached the same message. Hallelujah. And this is where it gets real interesting. The Lord working with them. Let me tell you something. If you'll go, He'll go with you. But if you sit home and complain, He won't. If we sit back and twiddle our thumbs, He'll just let us dry up and die. But if we'll go, He'll go with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Boy, I wish I'd get somebody all stirred up here tonight. I wish somebody leave this place and go get a Bible study and say, Brother Grissom, I just got to go teach a Bible study this week. Amen. I wish somebody get so stirred up they'll say, you know, I'm going to go witness to my neighbor. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go visit so-and-so in the hospital. And the Lord's been talking to me about praying for them. I'm just going to go down there and lay hands on them and pray for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise. So they went and the Lord was working with them. And what was the Lord doing? Confirming what? Their opinion? A lot of us need to be like the little boy come home. He said, I've been over at Joy's house. He had surgery this week. His mom said, well, what kind of surgery did he have? Said he had his opinion taken out. Amen. That'd be good for a whole lot of folks. It'd be real good for preachers, wouldn't it? Amen. It's okay to express an opinion, but you make sure you don't get that confused with the Word. God's not obligated to preach your opinion. God's not obligated to honor your opinion. But God is obligated and He will fulfill His Word. And so if we'll preach the Word, He'll confirm that. I've heard people say, well, you know, if you folks are right, why don't people receive the Holy Ghost in other churches? Because they don't preach the Holy Ghost in other churches. But if they'll start preaching it, they'll start receiving it. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, we don't believe in miracles. That's why you're not receiving miracles. Amen. We don't believe God heals folks this time. We think God gave us doctors for that. That's why nobody's healed there. Amen. But if you'll preach healing, and if you'll preach Holy Ghost, and if you'll preach revival, and if you'll preach miracles, that's what you're going to receive, because God will confirm His Word. If we can find it in the book, folks, God will honor it. If we can find it in the Word, God will honor it. Go ahead and preach it. Go ahead and tell it. Go ahead and declare it. He'll do what He said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. There's two ways of looking at this. Amen. Some folks have the attitude, we're so near the end, we better just try to hold on. Their favorite song is, hold the fort, for I am coming. Amen. That's nowhere in the Bible. I said that's nowhere in the Bible. You're not going to find anywhere in the Bible the Lord told us to cower in the fort somewhere and just try to hold on, just somehow make it till Jesus comes. Amen. You're not going to find that. He said it's a glorious church. It's a glorious church. It's a glorious church. It's coming with banners. Amen. He said he used the word terrible. Amen. In other words, it's a church that strikes terror in the heart of its enemies. I want you to understand tonight when Jesus said upon this rock, rock, foundation, Petra. Amen. When you're talking about a Petra, you're talking about a mountain. You're talking about a massive stone. Amen. He said, upon this Petra, upon this rock, I will build my church. And He said, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He's not talking about the church. church on the inside and hell's coming against the gate of the church. That's not what that's talking about. He's not talking about just keeping the powers of hell out of the church. He's talking about the church storming the gates of hell. He's talking about crashing in the lives that are shattered by sin and by addictions and all kinds of problems. Amen. And jerking them out of the fire and bringing them to the cross. Baptizing them in the name. Washing them in the blood. And letting God baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The church is supposed to be on a mission crashing through the gates of hell. Amen. He said the strongest point in hell cannot stand against you. The most protected place cannot stand against you. Amen. You know something? Anybody here got some loved ones that need to be saved? Amen. You know what they can be? You know what they can be? Amen, Brother Grissom. Their days just look so impossible. It just looks so hard. Amen. The Bible said the gates of hell will not prevail. If you'll get out there and you'll get down on your knees and get down to business. Amen. And you get to praying with a burden. Amen. You just get down there one more time and you tell God, God, I've got to see it happen. Amen. Friend of mine, years ago, she just got so desperate to see her husband saved. She said, I'm not going to eat another bite until he's saved. I thought, oh my goodness, why in the world would you say something like that, woman? You'll starve flat to death. He's so stubborn. But you know what? She didn't fast very many days, and he was in church. Amen. Amen. Preaching the gospel today. Been preaching for many years. Amen. She just said, I got to see it. I just can't stand him not being saved. Got to see him saved. Amen. So I'm saved. Amen. How many years did we hear Sister Flad? I remember when we were here years ago, she'd get up every service and say, pray for Willie. Amen. You know what? I was here when he got baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, it pays off, folks. I said it pays off. When you furious and you get down to business with God and you say, devil, you push me as far as you're going to push, I'm going to start pushing back. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And especially where souls are concerned. Amen. He has no right to stand in your way. Praise God. You push back. Amen. And you push until you get through the gates. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can bring them to the foot of Calvary and watch them come through to a glorious experience in the Holy Ghost. I'm believing God's going to save some loved ones right down here at this altar. Some of you have been praying a long time. I'm telling you, it's getting ready to happen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 God's getting ready to do some things around here. Praise God. I told you the other day about my friend, elder pastor. He was my first pastor, as a matter of fact, that I remember in my life. And he had some boys that were about the same age of my family. Had one son about the same age I was, and one the same age of my older brother. And he used to tell me, we'd get together and he'd talk about one of his sons. He'd say, oh, said, I'm praying for him still. He said, but he's so hard. He's so hard. He's so hard. He said, I can't reach him. I try to talk to him and he's just so hard against the church and against everything. He said, he's just so hard. So hard against God. I just can't reach him. So I'm praying. So all I can do is pray. He's so hard. Amen. But he called me one day and he told me his name and he said he went to church the other day. Amen. He received the baptism right in Brother Flowers Church up here in Mesquite. And he said he received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Prayed back through. And he said he's had such a sweet spirit now. Amen. He's so sweet. God was so merciful. He only lived for about 2 or 3 months after God saved him. He didn't know it when he prayed through, but he had cancer
all over his body. And within just a couple of months, the Lord took him home. But he got him ready before he left the world. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you tonight, God, folks, that God is merciful. Amen. Praise God. And he's given the church a mandate. He said he would confirm the word with signs following. Amen. We need to rise up and get a hold of this word and start believing it, start practicing, start putting it to work. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Amen. We need to put this book to work, folks. Amen. It still works. It still works. It's still powerful. It's still true. And God is still confirming signs. Confirming the word with signs following. Confirming the word with signs following. Confirming the word with signs following. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. And every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. And every promise in the book is mine. You got your Bible? Let's hold it up. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. And every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody mad at the devil here tonight? Anybody had enough? Praise God. Anybody ready to start pushing back? Hallelujah. Anybody taking just about all you're going to take? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hey, this is a glorious church. This is a church of victory. This is a church of power. Hallelujah. Amen. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with the power greater than any earthly foe. And I'm so glad I've got it too. I'm gonna let the whole world know.
Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, Satan's lie, a roaring lion, seeking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, the Bible tells me so. And many souls have been his prey to fall in some weak hour. But God has promised us today his overcoming power. And greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Yes, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.